Hi, welcome to Bookie. Today we will unlock the book Wherever You Go, There You Are by Jon Kabat-Zinn. In a world that constantly demands our attention, it's easy to get lost in the chaos of our own thoughts and emotions. The fast-paced nature of modern life leaves little room for self-reflection or inner peace. Yet, amidst this turbulent landscape, there is a gentle voice that beckons us to come home to ourselves, to find solace in the present moment, and to discover a sense of inner calm. Jon Kabat-Zinn, renowned mindfulness teacher and founder of the Center for Mindfulness in Medicine, Healthcare, and Society at the University of Massachusetts Medical School, invites us on a transformative journey with his groundbreaking book, Wherever You Go, There You Are. In this profound and accessible exploration of mindfulness, he offers us the keys to unlock the full potential of our own awareness and to cultivate a deeper connection with ourselves and the world around us. Imagine a bustling city street during rush hour. Cars honking, people rushing by, billboards screaming for attention, this is the backdrop against which the story of our lives unfolds. Amidst this chaotic scene, Kabat-Zinn gently reminds us that peace is not found in escaping to some distant paradise, but in fully embracing the present moment, wherever we may find ourselves. He shares with us the incredible power of mindfulness, the art of paying attention on purpose, in the present moment, and without judgment. Let us paint a vivid picture of how practicing mindfulness can change our experience of daily life. Picture yourself sitting in a cozy coffee shop, savoring the aroma of freshly brewed coffee. As you take your first sip, you intentionally focus all your attention on the taste, the texture, and the sensation of the liquid against your tongue. In that moment, the loud noises and bustling crowds melt away, and time seems to stand still. You are fully present, fully alive. Kabat-Zinn's words resonate as he reminds us that mindfulness is not about escaping reality but about engaging with it wholeheartedly. It is about waking up to the beauty and complexity of each passing moment, acknowledging the richness of our inner world, and embracing the interconnectedness of all things. Through skillful storytelling and relatable anecdotes, he guides us to shift our perspective and see the world with fresh eyes. With warmth and compassion, Kabat-Zinn gently nudges us out of the autopilot mode that often keeps us disconnected from our own lives. He invites us to bring mindfulness into every aspect of our existence, from our daily routines to our interactions with others. By developing a curious and non-judgmental attitude towards the present moment, he teaches us to embrace life as an ever-unfolding series of opportunities for growth, learning, and self-discovery. As we embark on this transformative journey with Jon Kabat-Zinn, we are sure to be captivated by his heartfelt wisdom, practical guidance, and timeless teachings. Wherever you go, there you are is not just a book, it is an invitation to pause, to reflect, and to rediscover the beauty of simply being. In the subsequent text, we will explore the top three key ideas from this book. 1. The present moment is all we truly have, and learning to fully embrace it can lead to peace and contentment. 2. Mindfulness is a practice that involves paying attention to the present moment without judgment, allowing us to cultivate self-awareness and better manage stress and difficult emotions. 3. Cultivating mindfulness can transform our relationships, work, and overall well-being, helping us to live a more fulfilling and meaningful life. He provides numerous exercises and techniques to help readers cultivate mindfulness and train their minds to be fully present. For example, he suggests starting each day by simply noticing the sensations of breathing, paying close attention to the rise and fall of the breath in the body. By bringing awareness to the breath, Kabat-Zinn explains that we can anchor ourselves in the present moment and prevent our minds from getting lost in thoughts of the past or future. In addition to focusing on the breath, Kabat-Zinn encourages readers to bring mindfulness to everyday activities such as eating, walking, and even brushing their teeth. He suggests noticing the taste, texture, and smell of food, or paying attention to the sensations of the body as it moves through space. By engaging fully with these everyday experiences, he explains, we can cultivate a sense of gratitude and appreciation for the simple moments that make up our lives. Kabat-Zinn also emphasizes the importance of accepting the present moment as it is, without judgment or resistance. He explains that when we resist or judge our experiences, we create unnecessary suffering for ourselves. Instead, he encourages readers to approach each moment with curiosity and openness, allowing whatever arises to simply be. To illustrate this concept, Kabat-Zinn shares the story of Joe, a man who had recently been diagnosed with a serious illness. Joe initially struggled with feelings of anger, fear, and sadness about his diagnosis. However, through practicing mindfulness, Joe began to accept his circumstances and approach each moment with a sense of curiosity. Rather than dwelling on his illness, Joe focused on the small joys and pleasures that still existed in his life. He took time to savor his meals, enjoy the company of loved ones, and appreciate the beauty of nature. Despite his challenging circumstances, Joe found a sense of peace and contentment by fully embracing the present moment. In Wherever You Go, There You Are, Kabat-Zinn also emphasizes the importance of self-compassion and kindness. He explains that mindfulness involves treating ourselves with the same care and kindness that we would extend to a close friend. Kabat-Zinn encourages readers to be gentle with themselves, to acknowledge their own suffering and imperfections, and to offer themselves kindness and understanding. He reminds us that we are only human, and that making mistakes or experiencing difficulties is a natural part of life. By cultivating self-compassion, Kabat-Zinn explains, we can free ourselves from the burden of self-judgment and criticism. Instead of berating ourselves for our perceived shortcomings, we can approach ourselves with love and acceptance, allowing us to find peace and contentment in the present moment. Overall, Wherever You Go, There You Are is a powerful exploration of the practice of mindfulness and the transformative impact it can have on our lives. Through sharing compelling stories and offering practical exercises, Jon Kabat-Zinn teaches us the importance of fully embracing the present moment and finding peace and contentment in the here and now. By practicing mindfulness and cultivating self-compassion, we can let go of unnecessary worries and regrets, and instead find joy, fulfillment, and connection in every moment of our lives.